You're listening to the My Morning Devotional Podcast, episode 962. Today's Devo is called, About to Have a Good Day. Hey there, we're the Alessis, a ministry family working together in our church in Miami, Florida. And if you're like us, when days get busy and to-do lists get longer, it can be hard to find devotional time. That's why we've partnered with our friend Allison to produce a 5-minute daily dose of heaven. This is the My Morning Devotional Podcast. Hey, everyone, and happy Tuesday. My name's Gabby, and Stephanie and I are taking over this week's morning devotional as we continue on. And Stephanie has been hosting and been leading our devotionals this week, and she's been doing such a good job. So, Stephanie, take it away on About to Have a Good Day.
About to Have a Good Day. I know that title is kind of corny, but who cares? Because you're about to have a good day.
Amen.
And I just want to talk about this lesson that I've even been trying to put into practice, that we have control over the quality of our days.
Yeah.
We have complete control. You are not a victim to your day. You are the controller of your day. Well, God is the maker of your day, and you can actually bring the quality of your day. And it's by reading this verse, Psalm 34, 12 through 14, and it says, whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So again, you have control over the quality of your days.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know your situation. I don't know the boss that you have. I don't know the family that you have. I don't know the marriage that you have. But I do know the authority that you have. I do know that everybody here has a mouth and they have a voice and they could speak. If you cannot speak, then you have a phone you can text. And you have control over your tongue. You have control over what you say. It's harder for some of us. I get it. You have that personality that's stronger that likes to just talk and say it. But this is how you can have good days. This is how you can have better days. And it's by keeping your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. It's easy to walk into certain situations and to talk negatively about people.
Yeah.
It is so easy for you to go and vent about your boss, to vent about your family members that frustrate you. But do you want to see good days? Do you want to love life even more? It all comes down to speaking highly of people.
Yeah.
It all comes down to speaking goodness. If you want to see goodness, then you need to speak goodness. If you want to see kindness, then you need to speak kindness. If you want respect, then you need to speak respect. And another addendum, if you want people to text kindness to you, if you want your social media to show you kindness, you need to be posting kindness.
Yeah.
You need to be texting kindness. Your emails at work need to be full of kindness and respect, because what you reap is what you have been sowing this entire time.
That's so good.
And I understand it's hard. I completely understand. The family that you are in is probably Italian like us, and it's very straightforward. You may be coming from a certain culture or a certain environment where it is more rude to each other. It is more disrespectful. But today is the day that you could start. You can remake the culture of your workplace.
Yeah.
You can remake the culture of your family. You can remake the culture of your marriage. And all it takes is one good spoken word.
That's so good.
I challenge you, if you don't like how you and your spouse talk to each other, you be the first one to start speaking highly of your spouse.
Yep.
Start to affirm them, even if they don't deserve it, even if they haven't spoken well to you, even if you've been bickering the past couple days. You can be in the middle of an argument right now. You be the first one to wave the white flag and start speaking highly of your spouse. You could be in with one of your friends and you, there's tension. There's not a lot of affirmation. You guys are just tearing each other down. Be the first one to step in and send them a nice text affirming them. Give them a compliment. Just tell them that you love them. It's super simple. And watch your days start to turn. Watch the quality of your days start to turn. Give it 1 week.
Yep.
1 week of only speaking high things, only speaking good things to the people around you. And watch the quality of your days change.
That's
amen.
So good. Amen.
So let's pray, everybody. God, we thank you first for the people that you have given us in our lives. Father, we repent of how we have spoken before. And we pray that you forgive us for how we have spoken to our spouse, to our friends, to our children, to our boss. We pray right now and we ask you for forgiveness for how we have built this foundation. And we want to start over today. So God, I pray that you just give us the grace, you give us the mercy to move forward in our day and to speak highly of others, to give everybody that compliment, to give everyone the love, to give everyone the kindness and the respect that they may not deserve, but that God, you have empowered us to give to others. We pray that the quality of our days will start to change today by how we speak about our days. And God, give us the strength to do so. Today, we may not even want to be walking into work. We may not want to go home. We may not want to go see our spouse, but that's why we operate in your mercy every single day. That's why we have you to help us and empower us, God. So I pray that the quality of our days will start to change by how we speak, Jesus. Give us the strength to do so and allow us to see how our environment changes drastically in just this week by how we speak to others. And in Jesus' name we all pray, amen and amen.
So there you have it, your 5-minute daily dose of heaven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We pray these devotionals empower you to take on your day. If you found value in this devotional, share it with a friend, leave a comment or review for us on the app you're using right now. Until tomorrow, we pray that your latte is strong, but your love for Jesus is stronger.